Welcome to another episode on Word for Today. This is for everyone who wants to become a better version of themselves. We are grateful for listeners like you. So let's get right into it.
Hi everyone, this is Funmilayo Adepoju, your regular host on this platform. I'm glad you are here again today. Thank you for joining me. Okay, I'll be starting a series on the very important subject of gratitude. And in this episode, I'll be sharing briefly on the types or stages of gratitude that we have. You know, gratitude is a powerful force that has the potential to shift a man from where he is to his next level. Gratitude helps us to secure favor, both with God and with man. Gratitude is a state of being aware of or be thankful for the things in your life. So let me quickly give you the three types of gratitude that we have. The first one, I call it the when gratitude, W-H-E-N. This is gratitude that is tied to only when good things happen in our lives. For example, you land a new job, you bought a car, you bought a house, you started a business, you know, that dream husband or wife shows up, you got engaged, you have children, you graduated from college or the university, you achieve your goal. That dream, that desire of yours comes to pass. And you know, at that point, we tend to be grateful because it's our high season. We are grateful and we are happy for the things we are seeing in our lives. You know, I remember my husband was sharing a story with me while they were growing up about their neighbor. You know, they had a neighbor that usually sings at a particular period of the month. And they discovered that this man only sings, you know, when he has collected a salary. And that makes him happy, you know. And after that first, second week, no more singing from his apartment. That is the way some people live their lives. They are only thankful when good things happen to them. The second type of gratitude is what I call the for gratitude, F-O-R gratitude. You know, this type of gratitude, you know, takes a deeper level of thinking. When you come to a point where you are grateful for the things in your life and for the people in your life, you are grateful for functional health, you are grateful for the gift of life. You wake up in the morning and you see it as a privilege and you are grateful for that. You are grateful for your family members, for the people God has positioned around you. You are grateful for the people that have impacted your life. You think deep and you are grateful for your mentors, for your pastors, your leaders, your mentees, you know, for your boss, for people that have impacted you in one way or the other. You are just grateful to God for them. You are grateful. You know, this takes a deeper level of thinking. It's not only tied to when good things happen to you. You are grateful for your friends, for those people you can call, for those people that can call you. You know, you are grateful. You think deep and you are grateful for those things in your life. And the third type of gratitude is what I call the ingratitude, I-N gratitude. You know, this is a deeper level of gratitude. This gratitude is not tied to only when good things happen to you. It's tied to every situation and circumstance of your life. You know, at this point, gratitude has already become your mindset. It has become an attitude. It is internally driven. You no longer see gratitude as something you should do when you are in your high season. You know, when you are in your low season, when things are not working as expected, you are still grateful. You maintain that aura, you know, that joyful attitude. And people will even be looking at you and be saying, why is this one so, or, you know, always joyful? And, you know, because this has already become a lifestyle for you. You see it as an attitude and a life of gratitude. It is internally driven. It is not tied to circumstances around you. You know, this is a very great example of someone who has shifted his gaze from the things he can receive from God to God the giver himself. And this is where the psalmist declares and says, let the people praise you, O God. Let the people praise you. Then the head shall yield an increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. You know, at this point, your heart of gratitude attracts God to even act on your behalf. And God is moved to cause an increase in your life. Let me say this. It is okay to start at the stage of when gratitude, but don't remain there. Always look out for people and for things to be grateful for in your life. Then gradually, gratitude becomes internally driven in gratitude, where you are grateful for everything in your life, no matter the circumstances. From today, I challenge you, commit to being grateful for everything in your life. Express gratitude both to God and to man. The more you are grateful, the more you experience increase, open doors, favor, next level blessings. Be grateful for that family of yours. Be grateful for that spouse of yours. Be grateful for those children God has given to you. Be grateful for everything in your life, things working and things that seems not to be working. Be grateful for everything in your life. I'd like you to share with us in the comment section what is your biggest takeaway in this episode. And next week, I'll be sharing on how you can make gratitude a lifestyle. You don't want to miss out on that. Please subscribe, follow us on this platform so that you can continue to receive edifying videos. Keep winning. I'll see you next time on WFT. God bless you.
Keep winning and have an amazing day.